In this week's episode of the Working With podcast, I answer a question about capturing and managing those ideas. Hello and welcome to episode 6 of my Working With podcast, a podcast created to answer all your questions about productivity, GTD, self-development and goal planning. My name is Carl Pollin and I am your host for this show. In this week's show, I answer a question about how best to capture your ideas, commitments and events. But before we get into that, I would just like to unashamedly plug my latest book, which has gone on sale today. Your Digital Life 2.0 is a rewrite of Your Digital Life, a book I published in 2015. In this new edition, I have updated and cleaned up the system I use and recommend. I have also written 4 new case studies and extensively extended the goals section to include better ways of planning and achieving your goals. And of course, I've added in PACT, patience, action, consistency, and time. Pretty much everything has been updated and improved. You can get your copy on Amazon, iBookstore, and direct from my website. All the links are in the show notes below of this episode. Okay, sorry about that, guys. Plug over. Let's get into today's show, and let me hand you over now to the Mystery Podcast voice for today's question. Okay, over to you, Mystery Podcast voice.
This week's question comes from Jerry. Jerry asks, do you have a system of how or what to use to capture your ideas and to-dos, such as a notebook, notepad, voice recorder, etc.? I sometimes struggle with collecting my ideas or to-dos in a way that is easy for me to process when I get home.
That's an excellent question, Jerry. Thank you. Well, this really comes down to how you have everything set up. One of the important features of any productivity system should be that the ability to capture your ideas, commitments, and appointments quickly and efficiently. If there are too many clicks or you have to dig around in a bag looking for your notebook and pen, then you are not going to be very good at capturing. You need to have your system set up so that whenever an idea strikes you or you make a commitment, you can capture it within a few clicks and a few seconds. This is why having your mobile phone set up so your capture tool of choice is on the home screen, ready and waiting to capture that next brilliant idea. As I'm sure many of you know, I use Todoist, and the Todoist app is right there on my home screen on my iPhone. I also have 3D touch enabled so that capturing a commitment can be done with just one long press. Likewise for my notes, I have Evernote right next to Todoist on my home screen, ready and waiting to capture any ideas I might have. On all my computers, I use both a desktop and a laptop. I have keyboard shortcuts set up so I can capture my ideas and quick commitments and events without having to go looking for the app. It is very, very quick. For meetings or one-to-one sessions with students, I will use my notebook and pen. I prefer writing notes down in meetings or in sessions with my students. If I have any to-dos or other notes I want to capture, I will either type them into Todoist, or if there are a lot of notes, I will use Evernote's excellent scanning features and scan the notes directly into Evernote. I can then add the title, the date, and who was at the meeting. I went through all of that first because if you do not have your capture tools set up so they are incredibly easy to access, you will resist capturing, and that's how you miss important things and ideas. So let's say you have become a master of capturing. How do you make sure processing is just as easy as capturing? Now, this is the main reason why I use the tools for what they were designed to be used for. Essentially, if you want to create a workable system, you need to have good tools to do it. For example, my system has me capturing tasks in Todoist. I capture ideas in Evernote, and date-specific commitments and events get captured into my calendar. I use Fantastical. Now, for my calendar, the date, place, and time are added immediately. For that, there is no processing to do. However, for tasks, these are captured, but something has to happen later for them to become meaningful. If I just left everything in my inbox, it would soon become an unmanageable mess of to-dos that are either no longer irrelevant or are still relevant but have no context. The reason why making sure your app of choice syncs between all your devices is so that when you sit down to do your processing, everything is essentially in one place. All the important things I captured, the ones that need action in the very near future, will have been captured in Todoist. This means at the end of the day, when I sit down at my computer, I can open up Todoist and all my captured tasks are there, right in front of me, waiting to be processed. That's why I use a synchronizable to-do list manager. And what I mean by synchronizable is that my phone, my iPad, my laptop, and my desktop are all synchronized into one place so that all the things I capture can be shown in all those places in real time. Now, it's a slightly different story when it comes to my notes or ideas. Usually these are not urgent and are not at this stage time sensitive. These I capture in Evernote and I process my Evernote inbox around once a week. In a typical week, I'll capture about 10 to 15 notes and articles, so there's never likely to be a huge inbox of stuff to process. There is one caveat here though. Ideas from my YouTube videos and blog posts are actually captured using an app called Drafts. These are sent directly to their corresponding note in Evernote and I don't need to process them. I recently did a video on Drafts which I will link in the show notes below so you can see how I do that. So let's say it's the end of the day, I've had my dinner, done my evening admin and email work, and I am ready to begin my daily review and process. The first thing I do is process my Todoist inbox. That's where anything urgent is going to be, and I process those tasks first. Because my Todoist is synced across all my devices, anything I captured on my iPhone, laptop, or iPad will be there waiting to be processed. This process only takes about 5 minutes or so, and then it's on to the daily mini review. The secret here is really to have everything synced and to try and do your processing from the same place every day. Essentially, you're creating a habit. It doesn't really matter where you do your processing. It could be on your phone, tablet, or computer. It doesn't even matter when you do your processing, morning or evening. Whatever works for you. I prefer the evening. I know many people who prefer to do it in the morning. The basic rule is you need to be processing your inbox at least once every 48 hours. Personally, I will always try and do it every 24, but on a Friday, for example, I generally don't process until Saturday. I might do a quick look to see if there's anything urgent in there, but on the whole, I rarely process on Friday evenings because that's my night off. My Evernote inbox gets processed as part of my week review. As I said, I don't capture a huge amount of stuff in Evernote, so processing its inbox doesn't take very long. Making it a part of my week review just makes sense to me. I do have one other collection bucket though. I carry an A4 plastic wallet with me in my bag. In there, I will collect receipts for my expenses, receipts for purchases that I have a guarantee, and the attendance papers I hand out in my university classes. I empty this folder every Sunday when I do my week review, scanning my receipts and attendance records into their various folders. I keep an iCloud folder for my receipts that is connected to an app called ScanBot. Anything scanned by ScanBot is saved directly into that folder. My attendance sheets for the university class also get sent to a specific folder in iCloud, and they can be sent to the university's admin office later. Doing things this way means I can maintain an almost 100% paperless system effortlessly. And that's about it. In total, I have 3 collection points, my inboxes in Todoist and Evernote and my plastic wallet. I do maintain a physical inbox next to my desk, but these days that is very rarely used at all. That's just a relic from my pre-paperless days and is more of an ornament than a working inbox. So there you have it. To sum up then, to really get your collection and processing system up and running properly, make sure the apps you choose for your to-do list and notes are synchronizable across all your devices. This way, when you sit down to do your processing, everything is in one place, your computer. If, like me, you find you're not collecting very many processable notes, don't feel under any pressure to process your notes inbox every day. This is really your call, but it can save you time during the week when really all you want to do is sit down and relax. If you still prefer to use a trusty pen and paper for taking notes in meetings, etc., then make sure you have a good scanning app on your phone or tablet. This can save you so much time, and an app like ScanBot is not really that expensive. I think it's about $6 or $7 when you consider how much time it can save you. Try to process your main inbox at least once every 48 hours. 24 hours is better, but I know sometimes when you finish late, the last thing you want to do is to be reminded of work you still have to do. And that's about it. I hope that answers your question, Jerry. Don't forget, if you have any questions you would like answering, you can email me, carl@carlpolline.com, DM me on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram, or you can fill in the quick form on my website, carlpolline.com. Don't forget, guys, Your Digital Life 2.0 is available in all good bookstores now, or all good digital bookstores right now, so go ahead and buy yourself a copy. Thank you all for listening, and until next week, I hope you all have a very, very productive week.